So first you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and Paul says, continue to live in him. And he gives us four aspects of living in the Lord Jesus Christ: rooted, built up, strengthened, and thankful. Rooted, built up, strengthened, and thankful. These four directives are from God concerning your life with him. Rooted in Jesus Christ, built up in Jesus Christ, strengthened by Jesus Christ, thankful for Jesus Christ, thankful to Jesus Christ. These are the four pillars of today's sermon. And let's start with the word rooted. When you think of that word, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? The first image that I see is that of a great tree with roots that go very deep down into the soil. And those roots have several purposes. Those roots serve to stabilize that tree no matter what comes, holds that tree straight, we hope. And because of those roots, that tree is not easily moved, even when storms come along against it. Have you ever driven on the absolutely beautiful Pacific Coastal Highway on the Pacific Ocean? Have you ever driven that area? That is one of the most beautiful areas I think I've ever seen. And I believe my favorite place on that road is the little town of Carmel, California. I love the area of Carmel. And near Carmel, there is a famous tree. It's a lone cypress tree, and it grows out on a rock overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It looks like it's very lonely there. It doesn't look like it belongs, but it just owns the place. It's a photographer's paradise. In fact, photographers have come from all over the world to take a picture of that little cypress tree. It also has become a symbol of tenacity and courage and strength, because in the face of all the storms that blow over the Pacific Ocean towards that tree is not moved. If that tree could talk, I wonder if that tree would say, those darn storms, they're driving me crazy. I hate it. Complain, complain, complain. Or I wonder if that tree would say, I'm thankful for the storms. They've made me stronger. They've made me sink my roots more deeply into this rock. And that's why I am here. The wind has shaped me. The rain has shaped me. The power of nature has shaped me. I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. That is what it's like to be rooted in Jesus Christ. The storms will come, won't they? And the storms will either be our undoing, or they will be a strengthening element in our lives. It depends on how deeply rooted we are in Jesus Christ. How deep do you sink your roots into your Lord Jesus Christ, your solid rock? The roots of the tree do more than just stabilize the tree. The roots of the tree help feed the tree. You see, the tree is very thirsty. And those roots help bring life-giving water to it. And those roots take nutrients out of the soil as well as the water to feed that tree. Jesus said something in John chapter 7 that I'm sure you know. He said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me. Let him come to me. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, the streams of living water will flow from within him. Let him come to me and drink, so that those living waters will flow. Brothers and sisters, are you thirsty? I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for God. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need the living water of Jesus Christ in my life. Do you? Are your roots deep enough to be able to touch that living water that Jesus talked about? You know this, and you know it well. You have to sink your roots into the life-changing Word of God in order to have spiritual strength and nourishment, in order to grow spiritually. You need the Word of God. If you do not sink your roots into the Word of God, you will dry up spiritually. You will be a thirsty tree, dying for lack of nutrition and water. Some of you may feel that way right now. I don't know. Your spiritual life may be like an old brown, gnarled, crinkly leaf, and you wish someone would just come along and rake you up and put you in a bag and throw you out. Well, guess what? Someone will. Yep. If you're not careful, because the devil carries a big rake. And you thought all he carried was a pitchfork. In the same way that we are rooted in Christ, Paul said to the Colossians that we need to be built up in Christ. He is to be our foundation. He is to be our foundation. And his word also must be our foundation. You know the story that Jesus told about the wise man who built his house on the rock, and the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood still. You do know that song. You did go to vacation Bible school. Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. Yes, that is wonderful news, but there is a problem that some people don't realize. You can build your life on a rock, but when the rains come, that rock can be very slippery. And if your roots are not deeply planted, you can slip and fall and trespass. And you know this, the storms will come. And for some of you, you're in them right now. The storms will come. Bad things do happen to good people. God does allow that. He is God. Don't ask me why. He is God. Bad things happen to good people for purposes that sometimes we cannot imagine, but he can. He can see the bigger picture. Daniel could have delivered Daniel. God could have delivered Daniel from the lion's den, but he didn't. God could have kept Paul and Silas out of jail, but he didn't. He could have kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, but guess what? He could have kept Elijah from being depressed and running for his life and hiding in a cave, but he didn't do that. He could have kept Jesus Christ from going to the cross, but he did not. He could have helped you from losing your job. He could have helped you from being diagnosed with a terrible illness. He could have helped you from losing your spouse. Could have helped you from whatever nightmare you may have experienced, but if he did not spare you, my prayer is that you were deeply rooted into the rock of Jesus Christ and built up in him so that you could stand that storm in your life, whatever it is or was. Sometimes he needs for you to experience those storms so that you will sink your roots more deeply into him. By the way, maybe he did spare you from being diagnosed with a terrible disease. Maybe he did spare you from a nightmare that you don't know anything about. You may never know. But either way, thank God. Isn't that what he instructed us to do? Thank God. Someone said something cute about this. They said, when the storms of life come, take a lesson from the tea kettle. When it is up to its neck in hot water, it sings. I love that. In fact, I'm thinking about a whole set of sermons on a heart for worship and how God responds to singing to him in the good times, in the bad times. Sing to him even in the worst of times. Now back to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. There is our third directive today, our third pillar, strengthened in the faith. Have you ever doubted your faith in God? Okay, be honest with yourself. I believe probably everyone has been through a period of doubt at one time or another. Doubt puts a mountain in front of us. Faith removes a mountain. There's a difference between doubt and unbelief. Think about that. There's a difference between doubt and unbelief. In doubt, you cannot believe. In unbelief, you will not believe. To doubt something is sometimes honest. To have unbelief, however, is to be obstinate. Doubt looks for light in the darkness, and unbelief is very happy to just stay right there in the darkness all the while. When doubts come, you need to strengthen your faith. How do you do that? You need to get some spiritual therapy. Have you ever gone to a physical therapist to help you strengthen some weakness in your body? It's very common to do, and I imagine that most of us who have had injuries or problems have been to a therapist in our lives. Earlier this year, when I injured my rotator cuff in my right shoulder, my arm became very weak. And my orthopedic surgeon said, I want you to go to physical therapy. Many of you have been there. And the therapist gave me something. She gave me a long piece of rubber. And she said, I'm going to tie this piece of rubber to something solid, and then I want you to stretch it. It hurt. I could not stretch that thing very far. I did not like her very much. Well, that's not really true, but I did not like the hurt. Gradually, however, it got better. And I discovered I'm able to stretch my arm further than I thought I was before. And she said, congratulations, Harry. You have reached the goal. I wanted you to be able to stretch this so many inches without being able to scream in pain, and you have arrived. And I was feeling very good about myself, and I thought, this is wonderful. I think this rotator cuff thing's not going to get me down. But then she surprised me. She gave me a green rubber band. And the green rubber band was stronger than the other. I did not like her very much. And then she gave me a blue rubber band. I really did not like her very much. But I had to admit, it helped. It helped. Therapy helps. A few months ago, I gave each and every one of you a yellow rubber band. It was called Topic One. And I said, here's what I'd like for you to do with it. I'd like for you to memorize one scripture verse over a 2-week period. Many of you did it. I think some of you did not. And then those of you who finished the yellow band, I give you a green one. Topic number two. And then I gave you a blue one, topic number 3. Did you strengthen your spiritual life? Did you apply yourself to that discipline? One scripture verse over a 2-week period. Hiding God's word in your heart is one of the most important things that you can do to strengthen your spiritual life and make your roots go very deeply. You need more than the preaching of the word every Sunday. You need therapy on Monday. And you need therapy on Tuesday and Wednesday. And all through the week, you need that therapy. And when you do that, you know, something very interesting happens. You will observe God at work in the lives of people. You will see it. You will see God at work in public affairs, in politics, in nature, and in your own heart. You will see God at work. And you will become a stronger Christian. And you will discover that you will start praying more than you ever prayed before, because you strengthened yourself in Jesus Christ. You need to be rooted. You need to be built up. You need to be strengthened. And you also need to be thankful. Giving thanks to God in all circumstances. That's a hard one, isn't it? That's a tough one. I like what Pastor Erwin Lutzer said about that. He said, you can learn to give thanks even if you do not feel particularly thankful. If God gives a command, he expects obedience, whether you are in the mood or not. Thankfulness is not an emotion. Thankfulness is an intelligent response of gratitude to God. What a wonderful quote. I need that. When you are deeply rooted, and when you are built up, and when you are strong in the Lord, thankfulness becomes as natural as breathing. If you're not feeling very thankful to the Lord right now, then your roots are showing. Your wobbly foundation is evident. And your spiritual weaknesses are dragging you down, not up. They need some work, folks. They need some effort. Coming here is not enough. It's nowhere near enough. Let's make note of this. Paul did not just say be thankful as one of the 4 pillars. He said to be overflowing in thankfulness. We overflow with a lot of things very easily. Some of them anyway come easy. For instance, you can overflow with anger, and that affects everyone else. What about this? Have you ever had to deal with an overflowing toilet? Well, that's what it's like to live with someone who is angry. Here's another one. You can overflow with words, and that affects everyone else. Have you ever had to deal with someone that just would not shut up? They talk all the time. Let us pray. They just wouldn't shut up. They just talk all the time. It's as if they think that there is only one stage in life and it belongs to them and they're going to be the center of everything. You can also overflow with empathy. And you can overflow with love. And you can overflow with respect for other people. It affects everyone else. Have you ever needed someone to walk beside you and put their arm around you and listen to you and love on you and encourage you until the hurt goes away. Then you want to find those people who have learned how to do unto others as they would have others do unto them. Brothers and sisters, God said you can overflow with thankfulness. It affects everyone else. But the person it affects the most is you. It's you. And when you mature enough in your faith so that you overflow with thankfulness, God will walk beside you and put his arm around you and listen to you and love on you until the hurt goes away. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, may we be rooted deeply in you, built upon you, our strong foundation, strengthened by you, O Holy Spirit. And may we be thankful in all things, at all times, in all circumstances, for this is your will in Christ Jesus for us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.